last time we started about godly characteristic of a characteristic of a godly love. So today we want to continue that. Still we are in February, the month love month, they said, and so we will continue it. Have a review of what we did last time. It says our love should be genuine, right? According to Romans chapter 12. But before I go through our passages this morning, still morning, right? It's before 12 o'clock. I just want to tell you a story. Just want to get back because last time I think you had a hard time getting it. Okay, story goes like this. There's a older lady who went to a grocery store, and she wants to buy something, and apparently she forgot her car keys going back to her car, so she cannot open it. She tried to open it with a, you know, those metal hangers. I did that several times on my car, actually. I couldn't. And this lady couldn't because, you know, it's hard to open a locked car. So she prayed, Lord, please provide somebody to help me out opening my car. And then a couple of minutes, a guy in a motorcycle with skull hat with tattoos and wearing some, you know, spiky boots, you know, parked closer to her, and the guy said, a little bit scary, actually. But she said, can you help me out? I've been praying for a while to open my car, my locked car, because I forgot my car keys. So in less than 15 seconds, the car opened. And the lady, she can't control herself, so she helped the guy. Oh, thank you so much. I've been praying. You're a nice guy, she said. Lady, I'm not a nice guy. You know, I just came out from prison for auto theft. So she hugged me again. Oh, thank God, you even sent me a professional. Okay, so we talk about Romans 12. I was reading an NIV version of the Bible. At the same time, I was reading an NLT version of the Bible. Let me just, I know you've been reading Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 9 to 16, but let me read to you an NLT version of that verse. Okay, Romans 12, verse 9 to 16. Okay, it says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. It's a nice, easy way to understand, right? Last time we did mention about the genuine love. And when we talk about genuine love, it says it should be known, it should be heard, and it should be felt. One thing when we say about when we love our brothers, we should tell them what it is. And just tell them, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. I love helping you out. We should tell them, you know. And it should be known to them. And also it should be felt. One thing is said and being felt, right? It should be backed up by our actions. When we say genuine affection, we also have to have a genuine act of our love by doing something so that our brothers, you know, we don't pretend to love. You know, it's not pretensions. We're not actors. That's like we studied last time, because the Greek word was made here was not an acting love. It's not a Hippocrates love. It's a true love. It's a brotherly love, back up with actions. Okay, so when we say genuine affection, we have to show it by our love. Okay? And then the next part that we have to study this morning is God's love honors others. Yeah? We have to honor others. You know, when we have the love of God, we have to not only love each other with genuine affection, it's also honoring them. You know, when we say honoring them, we are to esteem them. We have to hold them high. You know, at our society nowadays, it's different when the word says honor. You know, sometimes we only honor people when they do something good or something heroic, something like an action that, you know, not all of us are doing. Like, we honor them because they did something great. You know, we give them honor. Sometimes young people here, or maybe before, we belong to the honor society, right? Sometimes, I don't know, I wasn't there. I always sit on the last row, actually. You know? I'm not even mentioned. I'm not even mentioned in an honor society. I'm always in the back. You know, where the, you know, the, what do you call this, all the critical students are there. I'm sitting over there. So when you are honored, you know, you belong to the honor society, sometimes they sit in the front and you are esteemed. Like, you know, you are honored. People are looking at you because you did something better than what the other person did. Give honor to the person in honorably. But if you're not doing something, you're not honored. All right? And sometimes we put price on, we put value on people's well-being. Have you been to auctions? When there's a guy in the front talking like, you know, I don't know how to call it actually, but there's a term for that. But there's, I see some auctions that there's a guy, you know, sometimes they put a, like for example, a piece of pattern, and people are trying to, you know, what do you call this, name a price of that pottery or something like a furniture, something like that. And they bid for it, and then suddenly, oh, it is sold for $1,000. Okay? So the value of that pottery or that furniture is, you know, is $1,000. Okay? So they take it out. And sometimes I heard Kobe Bryant has two Ferraris, but he never used it. He has two Ferraris in his garage, but he never used it. And you know how much is those Ferraris? I think $250,000. So that value of those cars are, I don't know, it's too much. You know what he used? You know what he always used and his favorite? The Wrangler. He said this is the most, this is what he likes. You know, even though he has Ferraris, which cost a lot of thousands of dollars, but he always uses his Wrangler because he loves it. Even though it's below $40,000, he loves it. Sometimes you value things, right? You value, and sometimes you hear people say, for example, we hunt people or those who have FBI, how do you call this, those are criminals. Sometimes they said, I'll give you a reward if you catch this person. Maybe $500,000. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we value people and we honor people. We give them honor of what we value them. It says over here on our verse, Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. We honor them. You know, we value them. But our society differs. You know, we honor them and we value them. We esteem them. And sometimes the value of a person is based on what a person is willing to pay the price for you. You know, what is our value? You know, what's our value? You know, God is willing to pay the price for each one of us. You know, Christ died for you and for me. You know, His blood was shed at Calvary for you and me. That's our value. So if we think of our value, just read the Bible and say, we are bought with a price. And that price is the blood of God, blood of Christ. Even the baby of the womb, Christ died for those people. Some people don't value them. But as believers of Christ, that's our value, my friends. God is willing to pay the price for you and for me. Even though we don't do honorable things. Even though we don't do great things. In fact, it's the other way around. You know? We keep committing sins. We keep disobeying God. We keep, you know, telling God and being rebellious. But Christ died for you and for me. That's how valuable we are in the sight of God. He is willing to die on the cross. He shed His blood for us, even though we don't do anything great in our life. I didn't do anything great. You know? I didn't do anything beyond the norm. I was not a hero. Maybe you are. Maybe you're one of the veterans who went there and for the cause of freedom. You know, you were given a Purple Heart or something, or a cross, something like that, and you did good, and people honor you. But the thing I want to tell you about this morning is our value, my friends. God said, honoring them. And take delight in honoring each other. This is the love of God. This is the character of the love of God. If we love God and we want to hold this love in us, He said, be honoring each other because God values each one of us. Sometimes we honor people because I told you earlier, they only did something great. That's what they honored them. Here, God honors us. We didn't do anything good. But still, He died for us. Because this is how He values us. He values each one of us because He died for us. God is willing to pay the price and gave up His Son to pay for our sin. This is our value. God's willing to die for us. That's when we honor people and we love people, because God demonstrated us for us how He values each one of us. And then also, it says, when we value and we love other people, we should lead the way in doing, you know, in doing that. Be the first. For example, you attend a party, right? You attend a group. You say, oh, if he extends his hand, I will extend my hand. We wait. It's like, if he smiles at me, I'll smile at him. You know? If he greets me, I will greet him. But the love that he is telling us this morning is to have, we have to lead the way. We don't have to wait. You know, people are waiting. I won't extend my hand. No, the love over here is like, it's like a race. It's like when you're a believer of Christ, you do the first thing, you do the first move, you don't wait. How many times that we hear in a funeral services that I could have told him that I love him. I could have done something for him. Now it's late. So the Bible is telling us this morning, when we honor or love our fellow man, we should do it first. It's a race. We have to do it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Do it. Do it. You know, we should extend our hand and tell our brothers, I love you, brother. You know, and do something. Back it up with action. That is the Bible is saying to us. When we honor, we have to be the first one in giving to another, not the other way around. Okay? The word here is saying to us, it's like a race. It's when to be the first to do it, led the way, strike, you know, strike the first to be the strike to be the first person to move. Paul is saying us today, we should do it differently. You should be the one who compete for the first to give honor, to give self-esteem. We don't wait. Don't wait. Do it first. And then also, it says over here, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. God's love is enthusiastic. When we sing, you know, it should be enthusiastic. Mean to say we are joyful in doing it. Enthusiastic. Sometimes we sing some songs in a church. It's like we're not enthusiastic. See, Brother Nelson singing is full of energy, full of passion. He likes to do it. He likes to sing for the Lord. And God's love is enthusiastic, not lazy. It says over there on the LT Vision, it says, God's, and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard. Serve the Lord enthusiastically. God's love is full of enthusiasm. You know, it is a part of our service that we do it with enthusiasm. When we sing, you know, God's hymns and God's songs and God's verses, we have to be singing it aloud and saying, it's like a, you know, the translation here is like that word enthusiastically is also translated as boiling hot. In other English, it's translated as your love for each other is boiling hot. You know, when it's boiling, you see, when you boil something out of a pot, you cover it, right? When it's boiling, is, you know, the heat is rich, and then when it's boiling too much, sometimes the lid of that pot will come out, right? Because of the heat. In other translation, the love of every believer to each one is boiling hot. Boiling hot. mean to say is really enthusiastic, is really full of actions. You know? Willing heart. You know the engine of a car when it's that's why it has a coolant and something, and it says there on it, never open it when it's hot. Because it reaches too high. I think sometimes it's beyond the boiling temperature. So it never be open. And our love is translated that way. We have to be boiling hot when we love our brothers and sisters. Because that's the way God demonstrated His love. It's boiling hot when He died on the cross for us. And the next one is, God's love is filled with hope. Rejoice, our confident hope. God's love is filled with hope. I know it's not easy to sometimes to be hopeful nowadays, right? The world is gloomy. Coronavirus is everywhere. Wow. When you go to Mitsuwa, I don't know if you ever know Mitsuwa. It's overlooking New York City Bay on the other side of New Jersey. You know that place is bubbling before? A lot of people are going. Nowadays, it's almost a ghost town. They serve soup in there, and then when you take soup, you're overlooking the, how is it called, that, the Hudson River or something like that, and you see the buildings on the other side of the island, which is Manhattan. At night, it's so dazzling lights, you can see. People are going there because of the news. Like, it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse, something like that. So, it's hard to be hopeful, right? But the thing is, we are believers. We are confident of hope. I told you earlier, we're not the messenger of doom and gloom. We are the messengers of hope. My friends, I know, if you read the Bible, it's not going to get better. But the thing is, we have to be messengers of hope when it comes to love, right? We are confident and we are hopeful believers because after all these things, God will give us eternal life and we are hopeful for that. Let's not just be messengers of doom and gloom, you know, to other people, especially the household of believers. Our love should be confident with hope because God will give us eternal life. Alright? And we, and let's over here, rejoice, our confident is hope, be patient in trouble. And we are, even though we are experiencing tribulation, hardship, we are said, God said, we are patient. One of my favorite music nowadays, I always play on my phone, and I also try to share it with my co-workers, Almost Home. I don't know if you hear that music, it's a nice song, Almost Home. We're almost home. Almost home. We're almost home. I'm confident, you know? I'm not a hopeless person. A believer is not a whole hopeless person, but a hopeful person. And we are rejoicing and we are very patient in trouble. And then the last one, he said, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. He wants us to communicate with him. As we share our love to others, He wants us to communicate with God. Keep on praying. The world is you know, it's the things around us sometimes it's hard to understand. You know? But God said, keep on praying. Be hopeful. Don't be lazy. Enthusiastically love the Lord and love each other. I know it's a challenge for us. I know it's not easy. But hey, God is telling us today, this morning, you know, He's challenging us. There's people around us. There's people in the neighborhood. People are in our workplace. There's a person there that, I cannot love this guy. So he's annoying me. You know? It's always there to annoy me. Okay? We're believers. We have to show love for them. No matter what. No matter what. Because you know why? You know why? You did the same thing with God. You did the same thing with God. When I say that, God's grace is unmerited favor. We didn't do anything great, but God is willing to shed His blood for us. For me. My dad had a hard time raising me up. There were three boys. My dad, oh man, tell me. I could see his face when I was growing up. Yeah, I had a lot of pow-pows too when I was growing up. But my dad loves me. And God is the same thing for us today. He's willing to die for us. And He did by dying on the cross. So it's a challenge for us to do the same thing. And show our love. Our genuine love. Enthusiastic love. And confident love. God has shown us. Let's bow our heads. Thank you so much, oh God, for this wonderful day. Thank you for our friends that visited us and joined us in our service this morning. Thank you for all the gifts that you have showered us that we can use it to glorify your name. Thank you for valuing us. Not with perishable things, but by the precious blood of Christ who died for us. And bless us the rest of our service, and also bless us as we know you more and accept you as our God and Savior in our lives. In the name we pray. I think we have an invitation song.
Yes. Before you sing that, the invitation is, from my perspective, it's a two-way invitation. Jesus said, come to me, all ye who labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we also say,